And believe it or not, our non-anxious creation of space actually makes those bad choices far less likely. Calming ourselves down communicates so much, so powerfully to our children. Namely that, one, their separation from us is more than okay, it is good. And two, our respect for them is growing, not lessening, as they get older and their choices take on more significance. This communication doesn't guarantee they won't make mistakes. Nothing can do that. But calming down our anxiety about their bad choices at least removes the attraction of their doing something bad just to escape from their anxious parents. We cannot call it theirs and still act like it belongs to us. As hard as this newfound appreciation for space might be to put into practice, we must recognize that a mutually respectful parent-child relationship must always begin with the parent. We cannot wait for our kids to respect us and themselves before we extend that respect to them. And in regard to space, that means we cannot determine how our children use their space any more than our kids can determine how we use ours. It is their space. It's not a privilege. It's a right. It's part of being human. Every man, woman, and child has a kingdom. This means you cannot tell anyone else, especially your children, how to feel. Parenting experts Scott Taransky and Joanne Miller tell a story about a mother whose 4-year-old daughter sometimes gets into grumpy moods. This mother decided to take on her daughter's emotions as a challenge. She held her daughter, tickled her daughter, or made cookies with her daughter. Sometimes this worked, but other times her daughter would just continue being grumpy. Eventually, the mother told her daughter, "It looks like you want to be sad for a while, so there's probably not much I can do about it. Let me know when you're feeling better." Taransky and Miller conclude the story by saying, "This mom recognized that she could do a number of things to help, but ultimately, the decision to change was up to her daughter." But we just don't want to make sure they feel good. Often, we want to know that our children feel regret or remorse after they've misbehaved. We think we need to change our children's hearts before we can release them out into the world. It makes us feel better if we know they at least feel the right way. But it's not your job to change the hearts of your children by telling them how to think or feel. By trying to do something you aren't meant to do, you invade their space and violate their rights as people. And since this effort is led by your anxiety, you inevitably end up creating the very type of rebellious heart you were hoping to change in the first place. The beautiful irony is that learning to respect their feelings and their right to feel them actually increases the chances that they will feel the way you hope they do. In the same way that you respect this emotional space, you cannot give them a room or any physical space in the home, even a small corner, call it theirs, and then continue to act as if it belongs to you. If it is their room, then it is up to them to keep, explore, clean or not clean, and organize. That means no barging in. Knock and ask if you may come in. Wait for them to invite you in. I know this seems weird. Their room is in your house, after all. But this is what it means to extend respect for another person's space. You'd like them to give you the same respect, right? But you cannot expect that respect when you don't initiate and model it for your child.